The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Seita Daf Chaf Beis. The Gemara in Chaf Beis Amid Aleph says Tan Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned in the Braisa, Ezeu Am Aretz. Who is somebody who is on such a low level that they are considered an Am Aretz? Kol She'enu Kari Kriyashma. Anybody does not read Kriyashma, Shachus Va'arvis, in the morning and in the evening and night, the Birchus said with Birchus Kriyashma, Divir Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says someone does not say Kriyashma every day, every morning and night with the Brachus is an Am Aretz. They're on the low Madrega, the low level of being an Am Aretz. The Chomer and the Chom say, Kol She'enu Maniach Tfilin. Anybody does not put on Tfilin is considered an Am Aretz. But now, as they says, somebody who does not have tzitzis on his beged, he has a beged that needs to have tzitzis, does not put tzitzis on the corners, he is an Am Aretz. Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef says, somebody who has children, he has sons, and does not bring them up to learn Torah, this person is an Am Aretz. He has children, and he does not raise them to learn Torah, for Lima HaTorah, he's already on the low level of an Am Aretz. Acherim Oirim, the Acherim say, others say, Afilu Kari V'Shaina, he learns Tarish Vachsav, Shaina with Mishnayas, Tarish Vapev, Lashimish Tamil Chomim, he didn't learn from the Tamil Chomim, whether it means he didn't actually learn how they act, how the Hanhoga of the Tamil Chomim is, or he didn't learn the Grashtas, as far as the Tamil of the Gemara, how to understand the Mishnah properly, he didn't learn the right way, how to learn, how to understand something properly, Zel Am Aretz, he's still on the low level of an Am Aretz. If he's Karav Lashana, if he didn't learn any Tarish Vapev, only Mikra, he's the level of a bar, it's a lower level. No Mikra, no Mishnah, nothing, he's already on a lower level even. Zerati is based Yisrael, is based Yudah, Zer Adam, Zer Behema. He's virtually like a Behema, like an animal. Now, Taisa says that there's many different dinim in which it's important to know if someone's an Am Aretz, a non-Am Aretz, if they have a status of a Chover, or an Am Aretz, different Madregas, different levels. And look at all the various dinim in which an Am Aretz is different from regular Yid, there's different qualifications as to who's considered an Am Aretz. So you have to know our whole sugya, which is discussing who's an Am Aretz, in regards to which dinim it's talking. There might be some dinim which apply by an Am Aretz, in which someone who does not read Kriyashma with the Brachas, or does not put on Tefillin, etc., he's considered an Am Aretz, whereas in regards to other dinim of the Torah, such a person would not be considered an Am Aretz, or on the another direction, even someone who does say Kriyashma, does put on Tefillin, might still be considered an Am Aretz. There'll be different rules in regards to different mitzvahs. But our Gemara is discussing one level, one type of Am Aretz, and brings all different shittas for who is an Am Aretz. Now the Marashal explains the opinion of Rabbi Meir that Am Aretz is someone who's lacking his Kriyashma, he does not read Kriyashma Shachas for Avis with the Brachas. The Marashal explains it's based on the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara is a Menachas Saitesma of Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Ami says in Mamrot, based on something which Rabbi Yosi over there says in the Braisa, that Afil Lashama Adam Alaparak Echad Shachas. Even if a person only learned one parak, one halacha in the morning, parak echad avris, they learned one halacha, one shtukot Torah in the evening, ki mitzvah, the very makai, the mitzvah, the yom shtukot Torah, zemei picha, the kisa ba yom v'layla. This is halacha, it's a mitzvah, Isra with the mitzvah lived in the pasuk in the first parak of Yeshua, that sefer Torah should never be removed from a person's mouth, the kisa ba yom v'layla, yom chuyif, to learn Torah, yom v'layla, but day and night. If Yechon says the name of Shema Yechoy, afilu karal al kriyashma shachas v'aris. Even if all the person did was he learned Kriyashma, he read Kriyashma in the morning and the evening by the two zman of Kriyashma, Kiyam L'Yamish, he's already Mekayim the mitzvah of L'Yamish Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, he's Mekayim this mitzvah because of Megisa B'Yamim V'Layla, so he learned one time by day, one time by night, that's good enough. And even Kriyashma qualifies for Megisa B'Yamim V'Layla, they learn something by day and learn something by night. So the Mashal says, you see that's the minimum shir, the minimum amount a person has to learn is something by day and something by night, and Kriyashma is the minimum amount of Lima HaTorah that one could do in a day. So, therefore, Rav Meir is telling us that somebody is on such a low level that not Mekayim Mitzvah of the Gisa of Yom Velayla, that means they don't even read Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis, such a person, he's an Am Aretz. Anybody who's above that is Mekayim the Gisa of Yom Velayla, which the minimum way of doing it, the minimal way of doing it is through Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis, he's already above the level of Am Aretz. He's already like a regular Yid, he's obviously not Am Chochem, but we wouldn't label him, we wouldn't brand him an Am Aretz. That's what the Marashal says. Then the Marashal says that if you look at the continuation of the Gemara there, Menachos, the Hemshech, the Gemara says, that was also the emir of Nama Arts. Not allowed to teach Nama Arts halacha. You should not tell Nama Arts that with Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis and Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Gisa V'Yam V'Layla, because then he won't bother learning more. He'll be satisfied that he's already Mekayim the Mitzvah with Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis. Rava says over there, so Mitzvah tell Nama Arts, they'll see that Tamei Chom know this halacha that creates with Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis, and still they're busy learning Torah, that obviously it's a great thing to learn Torah, you've got a lot of chav for it, so they'll try to emulate them, and they'll try to copy them and do the same. The Marashal says, that this memory, this statement in the Gemara, that you should not tell Nama Arts, Rav has a different reason why I would tell Nama Arutz, but it seems the passion is the simple reasoning of the Gemara that they should not tell Nama Arutz this halacha of Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis. The Marashal says that by member, the one who says they should not tell Nama Arutz this halacha, he obviously is not going with the Shita of Rav Meir. He's according to Rav Meir that by saying Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis, you're already no longer Nama Arutz, so then, that's what makes you not Nama Arutz, So the Amoris were saying, "Dovas also emor from the Amoris." Now I'll tell us halacha. You're not allowed to say in front of Amoris. Well, if the Amoris is a person who's not saying Kriyas Shema Shachar Tzvaris, he's anyway not saying it. That's why we consider the Amoris according to Rambam. He's not Amoris because he doesn't say Kriyas Shema Shachar Tzvaris. So what's the problem? You're not allowed to tell us Amoris because we'll see that saying Kriyas Shema is enough. This Amoris is not even saying Kriyas Shema now. He's doing nothing now. So I think the Marshal means that at least there'll be some improvement, that at least he'll start saying Krishma, Makai Mitzvah Vigisa Yom Halayla. Now he's Dhamma Arts, he's doing nothing. We teach him this halacha that Krishma Shachar Tzvaris enough, at least he'll do that. So it's worth telling him. Why is the Gemara saying not to tell Dhamma Arts? It must be, the Marshal says, that the Gemara Menachis is going with the opinion of one of the other Tanam over here, that Dhamma Arts is somebody who, even though he says Krishma twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, but since he doesn't do some of the other mitzvahs, since he's on tefillin, doesn't bring up his children properly, whatever it is, he doesn't have Shemesh Tamechom, he didn't learn from the Tamechom, he's still considered Dhamma Arts. And this Am Arts, who says Krishma, but does not keep all the other halachas, that the basic halachas of the Torah, you should not tell him that he's Yetzir V'Gisir V'Yom V'Layla with Krishma, because then he's never going to learn anything more. He'll be satisfied with the fact that he said Krishma. That's what the Marashah says. Maybe we can suggest that that Gemara Menachos could actually agree with the opinion of Rebbe Meir. That which the Gemara says, now I'll say this halach in front of the Am Arts, that he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of learning Torah Yom V'Layla, V'Gisir V'Yom V'Layla by saying Krishma, Shachas V'Arvis, and now I'll tell this halach in front of the Am Arts, they could agree with the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Because if we look at the other Tanam, the Chum say anybody who doesn't put on tefillin, the Benali says somebody who does not put on tzitzis, everyone has their opinion who's considered an Amaretz. The Marsha explains that the Chum also hold that an Amaretz has something to do with Krishna. Because it says the mitzvah of tefillin, the parashah of Krishna, an Amaretz, even if he reads the parashah of Krishna twice a day, but if he does not keep the mitzvahs that are written and does not keep the mitzvah of tefillin, he's someone who's not keeping properly the parashah of Krishna. He reads it, he learns the parashah, he says the words. But he doesn't accept its meaning. He doesn't follow the dictates which the parashah of Kriyashma says. He doesn't put on tefillin. But now he says someone does not put on tzitzis, that's also from the parashah of Kriyashma. The third parashah of Kriyashma is all about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Someone who does not keep the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if he reads the parashah of Kriyashma, his reading the parashah of Kriyashma is obviously not worth too much because he's not keeping the mitzvah of tzitzis that it says in it. The beginning of the day says someone's not an artist. If they have children, don't bring them up to Torah. Because in the parashah of Kriyashma says, Vishnatim Levanachai, to teach Torah to your children. In the first parashah of Kriyashma, second parashah of Kriyashma, talks about teaching Torah to one's children. So when they read the parashah of Kriyashma, but doesn't teach Torah to his children, he doesn't bring them up to learn Torah, so he's not keeping what it says in the parashah of Kriyashma, even though he's been technically reading the parashah of Kriyashma, and Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's still on the low level of an Amaris. That's what the Marshal says. So based on that, we can look back really at the words of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir doesn't say that I'm art someone does not read Kriyashma at all. He says that someone does not read Kriyashma in the morning and the evening, the Birch HaSeh, with his brachas. Maybe we could say the same thing in the Shita of Rebbe Meir. That I'm art is the person who could be reading Kriyashma. If he wouldn't be reading Kriyashma at all, that would for sure be I'm art. Maybe we lower than I'm art. Maybe we have Bar or Zara Behemoth, it would be something worse than I'm art. We're talking about somebody who reads Kriyashma. And technically, he's the kind of mitzvah of Kriyashma. But he doesn't keep the meaning of Kriyashma. And there's different ways to see that. He doesn't appreciate the meaning of Kriyashma. Kriyashma is Kabbalah Amach Shemayim, accepting upon oneself that Hashem is in control of the world, he's the king, and we are Meshumadim, we have to serve him. Kabbalah Mitzvahs, accepting the mitzvahs. It's the parashah of tzitzis. The third parashah talks about tzitzis, which reminds us of all 613 mitzvahs that we have, based on the gematria of the word tzitzis. Tzitzis is 600, plus the 8 strings, the 5 knots, the 613. There's many fundamentals of Judaism, of Yiddishkeit, which lie in the three parashas of Kriyashma. And somebody does not keep it properly, someone does not appreciate the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, which we say every day, twice in the parashas of Kriyashma, even if technically he's the kind of mitzvah of Kriyashma, he is on a low level of an Amar. He's not a person who thinks, he's not a person who understands everything, he's not a person who really takes on the fundamentals of Judaism. There's different ways that can come out. First, the Rebbe Meir says that if he reads Kriyashma, but doesn't say the brachas of Kriyashma that come before it and after it, which are there for a reason. The Gemara in the beginning of brachas talks about why we have brachas before Kriyashma, after Kriyashma. It's of tremendous significance. Somebody just reads the parashas of Kriyashma without the brachas before and after it, he obviously does not understand the fundamentals which lie in the parasha, which lay in the parasha of Kriyashma, and therefore he's still not Amaris, no, technically he's in the kind of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The Chum says that doesn't keep the mitzvah of tefillin, which says in Kriyashma, but now he says somebody does not keep the third parasha of tzitzis. Rabbi Yisrael Menezes says the mitzvah does not keep the matzah of Thomas Menechem and Arbam, Vishnatim Levanecha, doesn't teach Torah to his children. This is all different ways of understanding that this person is not taking on the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and Kabbalah Samitzvot, which lie in the parashas, which are included in the parashas of Kriyashma, and therefore he still reduced the low level of an Amaretz. So this Amaretz that we're talking about, he is the kind of mitzvah of Kriyashma. And now that he's the kind of mitzvah of Yigisa Yom Velayla, according to the Gemara Menachos, that just reading Kriyashma Shach V'Arvus, not only are you the kind of mitzvah of Kriyashma, you're even the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Yigisa Yom Velayla, by merely reading the parashas of Kriyashma once in the morning and once at night. But since he does not understand how the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit lay in the parashas of Kriyashma, which can be seen from the fact that he does not keep the mitzvahs in the parashas of Kriyashma, does not keep the brachas that precede and that come after, he doesn't understand what's going on over here by Kriyashma, so he's on the low level of an Amaris. In fact, we look at the Achim is after the curve of Shem, the Shemesh Tamir Chom. He doesn't come to understand properly what Tamir Chom has to offer. He's also a person who is Nam Art, according to the opinion of the Achim. Maybe we can suggest, the Marshal doesn't say this, maybe we can suggest in the opinion of the Achirim also, that somebody who's Kara Vashani, he learns Tarish Bechsav, Tarish Vapeh, he learns Vashnayas, but he doesn't get Shemesh Tamil Chacham, he doesn't learn from Tamil Chacham, what's a good svar, what's not a good svar, what's a good kasha, what's a good teretz, and he thinks he can understand on his own, just from reading the Vashnayas, he comes to his own conclusions, and he decides himself what the halacha should be, what the maskanas are, what the results are. He's also a person who's not appreciating what it says in the parasha of Kirishma. Now it says the Shema, Shinat Muvanacha, Shidivir Tayyim Chadal Muficha, it doesn't mean like a computer, they can just spit back all the information that it says in Tayyish Machsav, Tayyish Vapeh. It means to have a clarkeit, a clarity, a proper understanding of the Torah. Well, it means it says the Dibarzabam, it means it says the Matmutas Nechem Adabrabam, Ask the Adabrabam, to have a clear understanding of Torah. Someone does not learn from the Tamil Chomim how to have a clear understanding of Torah and how Torah guides a person how to act. He's a person who's also lacking all the fundamentals of the basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, which says in the parashas of Kirishma, and therefore he's on a low level of Nama Art. And there's a different way to see that the person's Nama Art. The Mesir Shas, the side of the Gemara, is bothered. He sends us to a Tosfos back in Daf Beis that grapples with a similar problem over there. That we know that there's a Gemara that says that the Achirim and Remeir are the same person. Remeir, there was a story how they, at a certain point they threw him out of his brothers and they started labeling him the Achirim. Anything that was said in his name is called the Achirim. Anything Reb Nosson said was called Yishayim, anything Remeir said was called Achirim. They didn't feel it was appropriate to use Remeir and Nosson's names in the Mesir based on a certain story that happened then. So then it's shver, it's difficult to understand. You have Divir Reb Meir, Reb Meir is the first opinion over here. Then we have Achir Meir, and Achir Meir also giving an opinion over here. Reb Meir and Achir Meir, one and the same. Taisa says in Nafi Beis, it could be, when it says Divir Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir said before he came out of his Medrash, later on he was Chayzir, changed his mind about certain things, and that's why it's called Achir Meir, these things that he said. Then we could say that what he said, Achir Meir over here, is based on things that he said later on in life, after he's thrown out of his Medrash. Maybe it was based on the incident, the story that he had himself, together with other Tamir Chalim, when he was thrown out, that caused him to come to this conclusion that someone was lacking Shemesh Tamir Chalim as Nama Aretz, for whatever reason, based on that story. Maybe he just came up with a new way of understanding Nama Aretz. But we could suggest maybe that these are all just examples. It's all one point. You're Meir and Achim. It's not a contradiction because it's just one point. The point is that somebody who's not understanding the fundamentals of slaying the parashat of Kishma, he is Nama Aretz. Someone's not Makai the Mitzvah of Krishna, or he's not Makai the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Vigisa Yom Vilayla, such a person is even lower. That's for sure Nama Aretz. Or maybe he's lower than Nama Aretz. Nama Aretz, we're talking about Mitzvah, like we said today, it says many different Madrigas, levels of Nama Aretz. This level of Nama Aretz is someone's Makai the Krishna, he's Makai the Vigisa Yom Vilayla, but he's missing the fundamentals which says the passion of Krishna. There's different ways to see it. Different ways it comes out. It might be he doesn't say the brachas of Kishma, or Achir means that Meir came up with, maybe it was later on in life, as he says, or maybe it was right away, he came up with a different way of understanding how he's lacking the fundamentals, which does the passion of Kishma. Because he doesn't know Shemesh Tamir Chom, he doesn't try to learn from the Tamir Chom. Ibn Azai and the Chom all given, the Yisrael Minyanis have all given different examples of where this person, where we see is lacking in the Kabbalah from Achshemayim, and the Kabbalah from Mitzvah supplies the passion of Kishma. In Kriyishma, as many assertions, many fundamental concepts of Yiddishkeit are there. In addition, the Gemara Menachos says we can make with just Kriyishma alone the mitzvah of the Gisa Leib Melayla. One should not think that this is actually a fatura for a person from learning other Torah. There's other mitzvahs of Lima Torah. The Shinam Levanacha, a person has to have a clarity, like we just said, and call it Torah Kulo. To the point that Kar Vashon Vashimish Tanachom might be lacking in that, because he doesn't have the proper understanding, the proper clarity. This is Machayim, a person to learn the whole day, because he has to learn the whole time, any time he has available, to learn more and more, until he learns more in Kamas of quantity. And more in echos and quality, until he has a better understanding and a more clear understanding, more of a clarkite, like they say in Yiddish, a clarity, a better understanding. There's a mitzvah of when you go to sleep, when you get up in the morning, there's a night, there's a day, there's a tshuva b'rach shmol from a bach bar, and the end of Kedushin, where he discusses the various mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, there's the Gisayim Olaylo, there's Beshach L'chol Kamecha. The all we're saying over here, the minimum is to be kind as a Kriyishma, is that the Chiva person has to learn Kol Torah Kula, and to constantly be learning, and that there's some cases where a person might have a Paturi, might have an exemption, because he has to do a mitzvah, which is Ef Shalas Adei Echerim, it's a mitzvah no one can do for him, he has to be the one who's doing it, or maybe because he has to be involved in Parnasa, and this had to give up from learning Torah to be involved in Parnasa. And on that, the Gemara Menachos is saying that there's still the Gis Vem Malayla, there's a bare minimum person has to be Mekayim, and there's no excuse, even if he's being involved in other mitzvahs, which he has to do, there's no one else who can do it. Even if he's involved in Parnasa, that only excuses him, exempts him up to a point. But there's a minimum that there's no exemption from. And that minimum is Perek Elchad B'Shachas, Perek Elchad B'Arvus, learning one throughout Torah by day and one by night. And that, the Gemara says, the minimum is the parish of Kriyishma by day and the parish of Kriyishma by night. But for the other mitzvahs, Mishnat Levanachal, Mishachal Levanachal, though a person is mechuyev to learn and to know everything, then there can be certain exemptions in a certain circumstance. Obviously, someone does everything he could to be able to learn at any which time possible, and to avoid having those paturim, that's what a person is supposed to be doing. And this way, he could have a full, instead of having a patur, an exemption, have a complete kiyum, a full kiyum, a fulfillment of all the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, the Gisa and Relaila, Mishachal Kamelcha, Mishnat Levanachal, Shadivitam Chadam Mephichas, he'll be clear, have a clarity, and call Torah Kula.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.